AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A vast group of labor unions, progressive organizations, and clergy is asking people in Minnesota to stay away from work, school, and stores today in protest of immigration enforcement operations in that state. A woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. A 5-year-old boy and his father have been detained. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement memo obtained by the AP reveals the agency allows immigration officers to forcibly enter homes to make arrests without a judicial warrant. Niyama Ramani is the president of West Coast Trial Lawyers.
This DHS memo is a complete shift from Supreme Court precedent. Historically, ICE or any federal agent, they can't enter one's home without a judicial warrant signed by a neutral and detached magistrate. That's what's required under the Fourth Amendment.
This policy could face legal challenges and criticism from advocacy groups. A big winter storm is barreling toward the East Coast. Forecasters say it will start snowing tomorrow night, and in some places, there could be as much as 2 feet of snow on the ground when it's over. New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani says the city is ready.
Tomorrow, as the storm nears, we're going to see thousands of DSNY collection trucks and agency partners transformed into the nation's largest snow-fighting operation. This is an operation that I trust with every ounce of my being in being the ones that will deliver us the exact kind of city response we need to see this weekend.
This is a big storm expected to cover an area from New Mexico to the Carolinas. Forecasters say the storm could crush trees, power lines, and knock out power for days. Negotiators from Ukraine, Russia, and the U.S. are meeting in Abu Dhabi. Authorities say they've arrested Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder, facing charges related to drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. There is a race in the South to rescue dogs ahead of a winter storm.
Video from the North Shore Humane Society shows animal advocates rescuing more than 200 dogs from a property in Tupelo, Mississippi. Humane Society CEO Scott Bernier says it's a hoarding situation.
The conditions were filthy and there's dogs inside a home and outside.
The Humane Society traveled 300 miles from Covington, Louisiana to help the nonprofit Paws of War rescue the animals. Bernier says they're all working as fast as they can ahead of an approaching winter storm.
The weather's a great challenge because, as you know, we've been in our facility since 1953. We're trying to get out of here, get a new facility that will handle the weather conditions better. What we're going to do is reach out to the public, ask them to come foster animals, get them out of the home.
As of Thursday evening, 9 shelters had taken in 60 dogs. Some are at the North Shore Humane Society. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.